Curse of the Chocolate Phoenix by Kate Saunders. Read by Rita Sharma.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
1. Nicked. It began as a perfectly normal Saturday morning. Bruce and Emily Spofford sat in the kitchen reading the papers, while baby Daisy slept in her basket. Their 11-year-old son, Oz, short for Oscar, was upstairs, playing with the big Scalextric track on his bedroom floor with his best friend, Caden, who lived across the road. Oz's twin sister, Lily, was in the next bedroom, sorting out her collection of makeup. Or so they thought. But nothing at 18 Skittle Street was ever quite normal, and the Spofford parents had no idea what was really going on. In Oz's bedroom, a dirty, whiskery, grey rat was riding on top of one of the racing cars. In Lily's bedroom, their daughter was carefully painting the claws of Demerara, a cat they had never seen. And baby Daisy was only sleeping so soundly because the yellow roses on Lily's wallpaper were singing the theme from Star Wars. Bruce and Emily Spofford were deaf to the high, sweet, silvery voices that filled the shabby old house from top to bottom. When Bruce Spofford inherited the old chocolate workshop in the busy London district of Holloway, he had known that his ancestors were famous chocolate makers, but he had totally dismissed the glaring fact that they were also magic.